so cold. I ain't waked this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these loonies?
Rashad Butler is nowhere to be found.
Oh, my boy, he ain't just, he's in the bathroom for real,
He is in the bathroom.
Some of the kids in the pool, man.
That's literally the analogy he used.
Well, it's like Antonio Brown tweeted the other day, I just took the Browns to the Super Bowl, and I'm sure he spelt Super Bowl wrong since he can't spell can't. Yeah, crazy.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
67974 if you want to text in the show. It's a round table here on 790 to take it. Someone text in, best show as always. Thanks for the Canes talk. I would like to do more Canes talk, but I feel like that's enough, right?
Yeah, because really there's no storylines. I mean, the storyline we talked about before is the OC coming in.
Or like, oh, the Canes are interested in this quarterback. Canes are interested in this quarterback.
Which one quarterback is off the market? The quarterback that was transferring from Texas Tech, he is going to Tulane. It looks like. And the only news from any type of transfers is that we are getting Quincy Roach this weekend on official visit, who had 13 and a half sacks last year for Temple. So that's your Canes news. See ya. Nah, I'm just messing. But that's big news because they need a veteran guy as well. Like if you can get a Trayvon Hill type production to come in for next year, that'd be huge. But you know what? They need to hit that offensive line, and they need to hit that quarterback transfer portal, boy.
How is Miami losing on a quarterback transfer to Tulane?
Well, I don't know if that was their biggest, like, target. There are two targets that I've seen from the articles, even though I've been saying his name now for a year, is Jamie Newman from Wake Forest, and then also the quarterback that left BC, Anthony Brown or something. I'm not too high on him as far as a passer. I think those are the two biggest names, and then they also have some guys that are leaving from there's one other school that a quarterback would just enter the market that they said they would be in touch. But if you could get Jamie Newman, oh, call it a day. Let's run that spread. Give me a couple more offensive linemen. We good to go.
What are the odds that Rashad washed his hands before he comes back in here?
Oh, slim to none.
like what, what are the betting odds?
I mean, what's – no.
What's the favorite? Is the favorite that he's not?
I think the favorite is no.
Oh, I mean, the favorite has to be yes if he was in the restroom for that.
Okay,
long.
Yeah, I think the favorite that he did wash.
I think
his
the
hand.
Favorite is no.
I think if this was
really?
A quick deuce, I think he would have just flushed and left. But I think if this is long. This
All right,
is,
so then what are the betting odds there? I want to take these odds.
I'm thinking I'm 5-2. 5-2. He washed his hands.
So what do I get if I say he didn't wash his hands?
Let's put it this way.
Say I put $10 on it.
Let's give him, all right, plus 155, he didn't wash his hands. And minus 185, he did wash his hands.
All right, so if I lay down 10, I can win, you what, can win, like 25-50?
Well, if you lay 100, you win like more than
155 back plus the 100, right?
Right,
so, yeah, 255. Yeah. So, yeah, 25-50. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
But if you lay the 180, you have to lay 180 just to get
like, 100. Yeah. Right, right. You have to lay 18 to get $10.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I'm saying he didn't.
Now, what if he comes back and he does the, you know, the drip?
Now, people listening can't see that.
Yeah.
Basically, like,
I'm just shaking my hands.
Yeah,
like, you know, when you wash your hands and you don't have the towel or the, you know, paper to dry?
Yeah.
What if he does that?
And that means he washed, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That would be evidence.
All right. We'll figure this out in a couple minutes. So I don't see him
it's
walking
7 minutes
down the
hall.
Now the other question is, did he use the – so we have two bathrooms here in the Ethicon building.
He probably went to the farther one.
We have the ones that are much farther away from the radio station. It takes a good minute and a half to get there.
So his hands can dry by the time he gets there.
Well, again,
here he comes. I think he's coming.
Oh,
up.
I see him. Oh, he went to the
far
bathroom.
He went to the long one.
Wow. Yeah,
oh, you know what that means. He wanted to get away from everybody.
He had to drop the heavy kid.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to get away from everybody.
He had to drop the heavy kid.
Okay, all right. So the moment of truth is upon us because Rashad Butler is walking into the studios as we speak. Now, Rashad, I need you, before I even ask you this question, I need your 100% complete honesty.
Okay.
Guarantee me your honesty on this.
Guarantee you.
Okay. Look at Vlad. Did you wash your hands?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Come on now.
There you go.
Hey, man, we had some odds on you, bro.
Yeah, we had some odds.
Man.
I said no.
I said yes. I said yes. Great. The brother.
I said yes.
I'm going to need to smell those hands.
Whoa. Whoa.
Look at this guy right here, man.
That is a pause comment.
Okay, listen.
Can we get a pause?
Okay, listen. First off.
A pause?
If anybody does the business and does not wash their hands, like, I'm sorry, like, you should go to hell.
Can't lose my $10. Man.
Like, listen, you should go to hell for that. Like, that is just, that is beyond it nasty.
My man said, I want to smell your hand.
That's wild.
When you say it like that, it sounds really bad.
No, no, I didn't
That's
say it.
Wild.
You said it like that.
But not if you don't give it proper context.
But you know what,
though?
I don't think I want to smell something. Listen.
I'm not losing my $10.
For $10, I ain't smelling no dude's hands.
I agree. But you know what? I am the guy in public bathrooms. I'm like, listen, like if I see anyone use the restroom, whether it's, you know, the regular number one or they doing the business, I'm like, listen, wash your hands. Listen, I don't care who it is.
You say that to people?
Yeah. I do. I am that guy. Like, listen, man, wash your hands.
I mean, what if some dude gonna look at you, big black dude, and be like, all right, you're right.
And is a big
guarantee
is
probably happening.
And listen, people always wonder why I get pounds all the time. Because,
of course.
Listen, like, I don't know where your hands been.
No. I appreciate that.
I give you a pound, a fist, because you know why? It's very unlikely you're sticking your fist up your, you know, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
like,
good.
Wow. I don't know.
I think we need to get the audio of me asking to smell Rashad's hands.
We're gonna get it.
This show just got real interesting.
It happened like right before we hit the 9 o'clock.
All
right,
I
perfect. See, good producer there. That's a good producer there. Man. Making sure that's our newest sound on the button bar.
Oh no.
I'm gonna need to smell those hands.
No. We've got a new one.
But by the way, I feel like a new man. Oh my God.
There we go.
That was great.
There we go.
That was great. And I used the restroom way.
Yeah,
down
we that
too.
Was our discussion as you started to walk by.
Yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm.
I feel I can't use that bathroom where it's just one person.
No, you can't.
Can't.
Because no, you know what it is?
I can use it. I just can't sit on the toilet
there. Yes, because the last thing I want to happen is for me to do my business in there. And then as soon as I walk out, someone walks in. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
That's not going to go over right.
No play with it.
What is going on over there, man? What is going
what sound was that?
Yeah.
Listen, he'll play with it.
That's from the last show.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, that was a pause
it
one
is.
Too.
That was.
That was a good one.
Yeah, but that's hard to get because it's so quick.
Yeah.
The smell of his hands. That's gonna be a good one.
It's already marked. Ooh. We got you.
I can already tell.
Man.
6, 7, 9, 10, 4. Someone says there is no proper context, bro. No, there is proper context for that. I mean, it may not make it sound any better.
No. There's no proper context.
Okay,
now it's always pause-worthy.
Now here's the question.
Always.
Okay, listen. Now here's the question. Have any of you guys been in a situation? And I've been in this situation a lot because my stomach just it has a mind of its own. Have any of you all been in a situation where you've been at a woman's house? Now again, whether you're
I'm letting it go.
Listen,
I'm
now,
leaving.
Okay, now listen. Whether it's your girlfriend or just like a woman you're dating or you just met like for like a casual encounter, if you have to go, are you using the restroom in her apartment?
No.
Or her hotel room?
I'm leaving.
Listen, you're a better man than me.
I'm gonna be just like this. Hey,
because,
listen,
there's a number of times I've let it go.
What?
You know what I do?
I try to make it quick.
No.
Super quick.
What?
So listen, I'll play it smooth. So there was one time I met this girl at the Forge back in the days.
Oh, that party was
awesome.
And love it.
And she took me back to her room, very beautiful girl, and I knew I had to use the bathroom. So she was like, listen, I'm about to go take a shower. I'm like, all right, cool, do your thing. And then after she came
You lied
out,
and said, I'm going to take a shower.
Yep.
And then you went and dropped the deuce. Yeah, I did.
Yep,
that
I ran that water. Listen, yeah. I ran that water. I let that smoke and that steam build up. I let it loose in there. She had no idea.
Little do you know, she walked in later and go, this dude right here. And then
you came out the shower and you were like still smelling the way
of,
you smelled.
All of a sudden, yeah. Candles are lit.
The way she tells the story is a little bit different.
Candles are lit.
Right? Like, oh, man.
Why you lit this candle for?
I wanted to set the mood, baby.
But listen, I don't care. If I got to go, I'm letting it go. But listen, I'm going to be slick about it, too.
Oh, I'm leaving, bro.
I can't leave, man.
I'm leaving.
Vlad, like, where you going?
Vlad, can
I'm
I hear
going
your
home, bro?
Can I hear?
Hold on. So you're driving all the way home?
Yeah, or to the corner store or something. I'm not doing it with the chick.
I can't go into a corner store.
Listen, if it's that bad, I'm leaving. But if I can hold it, I'm going to chill, and then I'm going to leave. But I'm going to leave no matter what.
Can I hear Vlad's woman's voice again?
What do you mean Vlad's woman's voice?
Woman's voice? What
you
mean?
Vlad pretended to be a woman.
Oh, Rashad.
There you go.
Now, what about
you,
Vlad?
Did you light my candles? No, I'm dropping the deuce,
man. My man. Now, what about you, Zach?
I'm doing it.
Yeah, my man.
As a matter of fact, I'm full honesty. If a shorty lets go, you know, a queef, a fart, I'm cool with it.
I don't know if we can put that. I would dump that.
I was going to say, wait. Can we say that on the air?
I don't know if we can.
A fart. If she lets go a fart, I'm good with it.
Please tell me you dumped it.
I did. Okay. Well, it says delay building right there.
Did he just say that for real? Oh my God.
It's not the technical term?
Yes, but you can't say that. Oh my God. I don't think I've heard that word in forever.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, man.
That was glorious.
I'm old school.
That was good, though. I like that.
That was glorious. Oh my God.
I love that.
I'm from the old school.
I see
man.
That.
Man,
if you are listening on the stream, you were just blessed with some great audio.
Late night. Goodness. Listen, late night audio.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the Love Hour. 790 The Ticket, 6 to 10 p.m.
Oh, man. That's going to be on Radio Rewind after the show.
That is definitely going to be on the Rewind.
I'm going in the break to the Radio Rewind.
For sure.
905.
So, Brian, so you're the only one that you cannot do it.
I can't get over
it. I could do it, but I just don't want to. I don't want to lose that one.
Oh,
have
man.
You ever done it?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I've done it. I've done it like you done it. I went to go shower.
Okay.
Like if somebody stays
okay.
the night,
yeah.
And you know the morning you gotta go. I just be like, hey, I'm gonna shower real quick, and then you know whatever.
Yeah.
Go do my thing,
text,
shower, and then
the
I leave.
Text, man. The
I'm sure the text is bad right now. People listening on the stream?
Oh, my God.
I got to hear the text, man.
Oh, someone just says Vlad has me dying over here.
Oh, my goodness.
The other says you guys are out of control.
Yeah, just a little bit tonight.
Just a little bit.
I mean, it's Friday Eve, man. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed
I like
to be,
that, Friday
supposed
Eve.
It's supposed to be a fun show.
By the way, South Florida, man. Weekends really start on Thursday night.
That's true.
That's why
facts.
I love this show. That's why
facts.
I try to get the four of us together
college
as much
night.
As possible. Man.
Oh, man.
Remember that? College night? Oh, Thursday man. Night?
This is
college.
When the Grove,
in the Grove.
This is when the Grove was about to go off right now.
College night, man. Those
man,
days.
You used to hit up Sandbar first, then you hit up Moe's afterwards.
609.
609.
Banana Joe's
Banana
up top.
Banana Joe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where I got my first fight, Banana Joe's.
Banana
you
Joe's?
Your first fight in Banana Joe's?
Banana Joe's, yeah, man.
Why? What happened? Do tell.
We had a recruit,
uh-huh.
And then the recruit got in with a girl and the girl's man or something, and then next thing you know, you get to see a dude like about to square up and hit him. I'm like, hey, there was like 15 of us in there.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, dude split TC.
Ooh.
Yeah, split him right there on the dance floor, and then we just started all going nuts, and that's the first fight I've ever been in. I almost got destroyed, too. I was like, I hit the dude.
Uh-huh.
I never really hit nobody like that before. I just hit him. It just happened. I was like, oh, shoot, now what? And then all of a sudden, this dude, like big dude with dread, started running at me. I'm like, I'm dead.
Yeah. You know? Marked for death.
Then all of a sudden, Greg Olson just came over and bam, tackled him. And then, you
G-Reg.
Know, started kicking everybody. Yeah, it was a good time.
There
was like
good
there was like four of them.
Did we get the recruit?
And 15. Yeah, we got the recruit.
That's it. Hey.
Yeah, we got the recruit.
He
come
showed love. Hey,
we realized, showed love, man.
Yeah, we showed him love.
Ooh. Yeah, man, T3, that's what was that came.
Someone says, one of the last words I expected to hear.
That was a throwback for real.
It really was.
That was.
It didn't hit me until Brian started cracking.
Yeah, I was dying. My bad. I haven't heard that word in years.
Oh, man. That was good. But Vlad said it like he didn't know, bro. Like, you can't.
I'm saying.
I don't think you could say that, man.
Time to change.
I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know either.
But have any of you all been around or been in a situation where a woman has done that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about like when it's
that
time to do it.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Definitely.
I'll tell you guys a comedian that said a joke. I can't say it on air because I'll definitely lose my job, but it is hilarious.
Man.
Yo, you all right there, bro?
Zach, yeah.
Yo, the Texans, man, it's so good right now.
I bet.
Oh, the Texans are so good right now, man. Someone says, I'm a girl, and it's okay if the guy's got to go, but use the air freshener.
That's true.
I got poop.
Incense.
I got poopery.
Incense.
Poopery.
Okay, no. Okay, listen. First off, air freshener just makes it worse because air freshener has that stench with like garden smell.
Nasty stench.
It's bad, man. Listen, I tell people, do not use air freshener. The best thing you can use is like either Lysol. Or like incense.
Yeah, but
matches.
That Hawaiian spray one smells glorious, though, man. It smells so good.
It does?
Oh, I love that smell. Man. Anytime some chicks
come
over,
I don't like air fresheners.
I walk around my house.
Get the Glade, guys.
Always walk and they go,
gotta get the Glade candle.
Smells so nice and
yes.
clean.
Get the Glade, candle, the Glade plugins.
No, see, I got this other candle my ex-girlfriend gave me, and it's more of a like a cologne type smell.
Okay.
It is amazing. Is 10 times better than Glades. Oh,
okay.
Everything hides everything.
Yeah, better than incense?
Better.
Because listen,
I love
incense. Yeah, but listen, incense.
Gotta get
the
incense
best.
From the Dread.
Yes.
I don't like the way incense smell, man. They're bad. Like, to me, it's like annoying.
Yeah, but you know
they
what?
They have some good flavors, boys.
But you know
you
what?
You like, eating them?
Nah.
Man, it's not a flavor, is it? It's
no,
a scent.
No. Scent. You'll see.
Man, they be having some great flavors, man. What you been chewing on?
They got some great scents. They got some great scents.
Smoking it. He's smoking it. I guess we got to hit that headline then, man. It's ruining the
this
fun.
Is WAXYM
We're a little late.
Miami, I don't even care. This segment was so worth it. Miramar, a radio.com sports station. The Panthers are winning. Those are your headlines.
Wow. That's how you feel?
The segment was so good. Someone says, I don't think that word is dump-worthy. So,
thank you.
Oh, is that Steven? Is that Steven texting the show?
Stunning Steve?
It says at the end of the text, Steven.
Like, well, maybe just okay. regular guy that wants to.
Steve, you can just
know
text
Steve.
My cell phone, man. Why are you texting the text
I
line?
I think it's Stunning
I've
Steve.
I've done that before. I've texted text line sometimes. It says Monroe instead of texting in somebody that's working.
I always text somebody who's working.
Oh, we know. We know. Oh, we know Zach.
He does.
We know. I mean, Zach's always listening. I swear.
He always
like,
is.
He's got like a radar. Like, you say Zach Duarte. Oh, they going to talk about me like that? Text them real quick.
I support my boys.
Okay.
I support the boys,
okay,
man.
Okay.
I was listening to your first radio show where you drove, Brian.
That's right.
All the way in Norway, right?
No, well, I was out in Cali. I was doing the Tahoe race.
That's
I was
right.
like, oh, Brian's Cali. Driving? Must listen to
Must
radio.
Must listen to.
Got to support.
Appreciate that. I only messed it up a little bit.
Hey, man.
I'm still here, so.
There's not a whole bunch of people I've coached on how to do radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, although I haven't really coached, I just. He's learned by osmosis. So,
osmosis.
That's the best way to learn, I feel.
That's it.
All right, 679. Still
separate Manny Diaz. What?
Ooh.
Oh.
Brian's going to get another phone call from me.
I don't care.
in the break.
I don't care. Oh, I talked to my peoples, Rashad.
Okay.
Oof.
We'll talk about it off air.
You know what's funny is the first time that Brian ever cursed on the radio, yep. Our boss was listening.
Yes. Oh, I hope he wasn't. Well, I don't
know. No, he was listening.
I heard that story.
Oh, and got a text message, too. I'm like,
No,
man.
I'm talking about from earlier, this earlier segment.
Oh, no, you would have got a message.
No, you would have got a
message.
Oh,
you
would have
messaged,
yeah,
right.
You
literally, I said it, and literally 30 seconds later, I'm like, oh, my, are you kidding
And
me?
It was his first time.
First time ever saying a bad word on air.
So
and he was listening on the stream.
In the break, I'm like, hey, it's fine. It's Saturday. It's fine.
It's all good.
Don't worry about
it. We all
it.
Do
like,
it, right?
It's like 3 p.m. on a Saturday. I'm like, relax. I mean, I've done it 1,000 times. And Len's like, hey, don't curse.
So
I
random.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
On
I felt
a Saturday
so
show?
I felt bad because I knew where Brian was. I knew the depths of his heart at that moment. He was like, just, ooh, that's when your heart's in your stomach at that point. I was like, man, don't. Let me stress it. Yeah, it's Stunt Steve. He's texting the
right, Steven.
Yeah, man. Miss you. I hope you're wearing your Heat jersey because I don't have one still. So
sounds like some hate.
But Stunt Steve says it's not a dump-worthy word. But,
thank you.
But,
okay.
but you know what?
But
what?
We did it anyway.
Always.
I was going to say, hey, better be safe than sorry
always.
On that
it's
one.
Still on the stream.
Listen, man.
It's still on the stream. Still on the stream.
You'll listen to it on the podcast.
Yeah, still on the stream, still on the podcast. So you good. Or Radio Rewind. So
yes,
check
Radio
that out.
Rewind.
About 9:05.
Yeah, so. It was definitely it's worth a rewind because
that whole segment. Let me smell your hands.
We had a blast on that one.
Oh my God. I swear I want to get to this Kevin Durant thing at some point, man.
What? Durant?
Yeah.
The Twitter?
Yeah, it's Twitter beef. More Twitter beefing, man.
Come on, Durant.
I feel like if one day I go at Kevin Durant, he's gonna go back at me.
Burner account.
Yeah, with a
no,
burner
no, no.
account.
Yesterday he was going people with his regular account.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, let's do that next. You're on 790 The Ticket. Back here on 790 The Ticket, the roundtable show. Zach Duarte, Rashad Butler, Brian Monroe, Vlad Louisant. Taking you up till about 10 o'clock tonight. I feel like this show has been more non-sports stuff than sports stuff. There's stuff that we stumbled onto either.
I know, right?
Like the third installment in movie series.
Gotta have fun with it.
What are you eating over there, bro?
With me?
Yeah.
A little ground turkey, some veggies.
What are you rolling up over there?
A blunt?
Like a bag of chips?
No, a Ziploc. I thought this song was perfect to say a blunt.
Right?
Can we say that on the air?
We can't say that?
We can say blunt on the air, man.
I'm about to say, come on now.
I'm just messing with you guys. 67974. I've laughed way too much. I'm all stuffed up, man. 67974. Is where you can text in the show. Panthers are up 5-1 with 9:49 to go.
Look at that.
Look at Bobrovsky, man.
Your boy is balling tonight.
23 saves tonight. 23 saves.
That's over 90%.
Oh, yeah. It's a great job. He gives up one goal, and it's like, bloop. You know? So we'll see. We'll see how it ends up. But right now, Panthers are on track to get 2 points tonight. In the standings, that would put the Panthers right back. Oh, my goodness. Wow. They are now 5 points behind the third-place team in the division, which is the last place. Unless you're a wild card team, the Panthers are currently 3 points out of a wild card spot. What do you know?
Hey. Okay.
So if the Panthers win tonight, they'll be 1 point out of a wild card spot, which is exactly where they've been for 15 to 20 years. Yeah. So even though the fired. Why is that shots fired? That's the truth.
It is, but I like how you threw that in. Yeah, I like how you threw that in there.
It's the absolute.
No,
truth.
No, no. It is
of all the sports things we say about our teams down here, the Panthers being 1 point out of a playoff spot is the truest one of them all.
No, I hear you. It is
because I think it was 2 years ago, the Panthers had one of the best second halves in NHL history and missed the playoffs by 1 point. They had the most points ever for a team that missed the playoffs because they're always 1 point out.
And by the way, Philly is closing out Boston right now.
Yeah, that actually does a little something there for your Miami Heat. That'll give the Heat a game and a half lead over the Boston Celtics.
Without Embiid, huh?
Wow.
Wait, how much Simmons has tonight?
That's a good question. Let's take a look at this box score, shall we? Let's see. Ben Simmons tonight.
19.
19 points. 9 of 15. More assertive tonight, Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
9 rebounds. See, only 3 assists tonight for Ben Simmons. Who the hell is talking really loud?
I thought that was upstairs.
So did I.
Yeah, it did sound like it.
Josh Richardson, your leading scorer tonight. 27 points.
Balling.
8 of 15. 10 of 10 from the free throw line. 7 assists. That's a great game for Josh Richardson tonight. Holy moly. So, yeah, that'll do the Heat a little bit of favor, give them some space between them and the Celtics. That'll also put the Vikings. I had the NHL or NFL page opened up here. That'll put the 76ers 3 games behind the Miami Heat. So you're creating a little bit of space between the Heat and some of these other teams here. The Celtics are the team that is the closest – underneath Miami in the standings, that's Toronto, Philadelphia, and then Indiana. And then you've got plenty of space between you, Orlando, and Brooklyn. Did you see the latest between Kevin Durant and Twitter followers?
Nope. What is it?
No, but I have to hear it.
So, first of all, this was Brandon Tierney. And if you don't know who Brandon Tierney is, sometimes you hear him on the Sports Minute.
Okay.
He does that little Sports Minute you hear at the 6 o'clock and the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Here on Entercom Radio, or CBS Sports Radio, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Tierney tweeted, not at Kevin Durant, just in general.
What?
Yeah. He tweeted, Nets win seven straight, no one cares. Nets lose seven straight, no one cares. Speaks volume. Kevin Durant tweets back, what does it say?
Okay.
Totally unabated from Brandon Tierney.
Uh-huh.
Someone, then a random person, no idea who this guy is, Macklin Hamilton, tweets, Nets are irrelevant, KD, to which Kevin Durant responds. Being relevant in the eyes of fans doesn't make the ball go in the basket, so it really doesn't matter, but go ahead and claim something. Brandon Tierney then responds, nothing but respect for your game, but the reality is simple. The Mecca had your name all over it, and you passed up the shot. I'm from Brooklyn. It's in my blood. This is where we're going to get Vlad in. But New York City is all about the Knicks and always will be. At least Carmelo Anthony got in the batter's box and took a swing.
I like that one.
Facts. Facts. Speak that talk, Brandon.
Yeah.
Talk that talk.
I don't know the order of this. This might have been I might have read this out of order. Maybe Kevin Durant tweeted this first and then Tierney said that. But Kevin Durant said, you're going to watch anyway. Doesn't matter. And then I think Tierney tweeted what I just read. Then Kevin Durant says, the reality is that you wanted me to do what you wanted me to do. Excuse me. I got a lump in my throat here. I didn't. And now you feel some weird way about it. Get over yourself, bro. I know you got a little platform, but come out the clouds. It's not real. Tierney then responds, I want players who want the garden, want the challenge. Nothing less, nothing more. Get healthy. At NBA, much better when you're playing.
Okay.
Yeah, the garden, but it's not about playing in the garden. It's about the owner. Nobody wants to play for the owner. And if you're a superstar, you don't want to go play for James Dolan. Am I right, Vlad, Mr. Knicks fan over there?
Absolutely.
So
we all hate Dolan.
You can't blame the dude when someone's like, yeah, I wouldn't want to play for the dude either.
I think something that people seem to forget is that a lot of these free agents know they can make their money anywhere. So the sparkle of playing in a big city really doesn't matter as much anymore because these guys know their game is going to be shown all across the country internationally.
That's facts.
So this major city allure is really passe, and these guys don't need it. They don't have to go to New York. They can go to New York anytime. They got private jets. They can go to New York anytime, L.A. They want to go somewhere where they know they're going to win, they're going to get paid, and there's some type of good structure from top to bottom.
Yeah, and hate it or love it, no matter what, he's got his rings. It's not like he's chasing rings anymore. Whether you hate him and told him he chased his ring in Warriors, he's still got rings.
But I'll say this. I commend that fan for the way he, I guess, went at KD because I don't think he went at KD, but he was just, I think, keeping it real from his perspective. And I think he said a lot of valid points.
Talking about Tierney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. The one fan that talked about at least Carmelo stepped in the batter box.
That was Tierney.
Okay,
yeah. That was Tierney.
Yeah. Correct. Like, I think that fan, he approached it in a way where he wasn't trying to be combative. And in a sense, shame on KD because KD came back in a sense kind of combative. I'm like, KD, that fan did not come at you in any type of combative way. I mean, he was just telling you how he felt as a Brooklyn native. And so forth.
Let me read you some more. This is just random. He went at a bunch of people.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
So KD, this is the fan. The fan that said, the only thing the fan that I read before said the Nets are irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
Then Kevin responds, being relevant in the eyes of the fan doesn't make the ball go in the basket, so it really doesn't matter. Go ahead and claim something. Another fan says, no one gives a bleep.
Okay.
Kevin Durant says, you give a bleep that no one gives a bleep about the Nets. Long story short, you care. Like, look how petty this is.
Yeah.
Okay? This guy making millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
I agree.
Another person says, you went to Golden State to be relevant. Get out of here, KD. To which KD responds, you just started watching, young fella. It's okay. My nephews will fill you in on everything you missed out on. Which, I mean, it's funny when I read it, but it's also like, that's a weak comeback to me.
It is.
Like, I side with that guy.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, you did go to Golden State to be relevant because you couldn't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't beat them
True.
Before. Another person says, Barclays was dead silent in a close overtime game yesterday, and the fans were more concerned about nightly commute. Durant responds, "Nah, it was loud. I was there. Any overtime game in the country, no matter the level, will be interesting to fans who are there. You know this."
But see, my problem with this is, why in the hell is Kevin Durant like going back at fans he knows that 9 times out of 10 he will never, ever, ever, ever see?
He's bored.
But still, like, like, you're that bored that comments about a team that you have yet to play for is bothering you? Now, I could see if Kevin Durant was out there on the court playing. But, I mean, it's funny because, like, you are actually going at fans about your team and you're not even on the court with your team.
He's shown he's a sensitive dude before.
That's true. He has.
I mean, listen, if you went through burner accounts and now you're going just go on your regular account, I commend you for that, at least. At least you're showing your real face when you're going, you're coming at people. But I just don't get why professional athletes get caught up in this, because you're talking about a Joe Blow that's just sitting in his mom's basement. That's all he this is his life. He got Kevin Durant to respond, and now he's going to screenshot and put it out there like he's famous.
I agree.
Like, if you're a professional athlete, just let it go. You ain't never going to win, because there's going to be 100 of these dudes.
You could tell the difference between the fans and Brandon Tierney.
Correct. Yeah.
You could tell
agree.
The difference.
Yes.
Because at least Tierney offered – by the way, Bobrovsky gave up a goal. Tierney was at least respectful.
He was.
Right?
Very.
And some of the fans were okay, but some of them, you know, were just being – bitter. But to me, it's like, man, and first of all, like, this is kind of why Twitter is cool. It's a way to interact with them.
I agree.
When you would never have a chance otherwise. But, like, use it for good, man. You know, like, I look at Kyle Rudolph, right? Mm-hmm. You heard the whole thing with the gloves.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, like, he makes good use of his Twitter. Oh, and then the guy who bought the gloves is like, "Hey, I'll donate to a charity of your choice." And then Rudolph responds, yeah, like, "Hey, donate to this charity." You know how many people saw that and maybe donated $10, $100, whatever?
And see, this is the thing I worried about from the jump when Kevin Durant was going to a market that big. Because like you said, Brian, we all knew that Kevin Durant is sensitive. And I just felt going to a market like either New York, which he's in now, or L.A. was going to happen, because, again, this is a huge market and people have their opinions and you have to be understanding of that. And when the market is big, then there's going to be larger opinions coming at you, mm-hmm, plain and simple.
Facts. You just, you know, you got to learn, man. I know it's tough.
I know it is.
It's tough to be a professional. Uh-huh. I think this day and age when anybody can curse you out, say anything about any one of your family members, but – man, if you're going to have social media, you're going to have to realize there's going to be those trolls, and you just can't fall into it, because you are in a lose-lose situation.
True.
No matter what, you're in a lose-lose situation, because behind a screen, they will say whatever. In your face, they won't say anything. So if it's behind a screen, deactivate your comments, if anything.
Yeah.
And I think Twitter's doing that. They're doing that now. You could put up a post not have comments on anymore.
Correct.
So you can get rid of the trolls all you want. So you're good to go. Post whatever you want. You won't have to hear anything.
I mean, to be honest, like, I know that you, Brian, and you, Rashad, and I have to deal with that also. Not
correct.
Not anywhere to the degree that Kevin Durant does, yeah, but we get people trolling us all the time.
All the time.
You two,
especially Rashad.
You two, yes, love it. Y'all interact. I just sit there and be like.
I do.
I just hit the like button like, thanks, bud, and keep it
if
moving.
I know it's a troll, I just respond with a GIF.
Well, I think.
Always. That's how you know I'm just trolling.
Well, you know,
back.
Now what I do is I click on the person's avatar or their name, and I try to see how many followers they have. And I have this thing like, first off, if you don't say anything that is somewhat educational, I'm not going to come back. And then after that, if you have, like, let's say 20-something followers or, like, less than 100, like, I'm not going to respond because, again, like, you're not on Twitter enough to make me respond.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Or if you're like the people that tweet at us after every Heat game with the 3 followers.
That's got to be
that's so weird.
It's a computer, isn't it?
It has to be.
It's, or a bot or whatever.
It's something.
It's the Heat.
It's weird.
It's something because it happens every single game, and it's always 2 followers, 3 followers. I'm like,
I block
geez.
Every single one.
Well, you know, it's funny because the person that used to get that the most was Greg when he worked there.
We all get it.
But no, listen, Greg got it like all the time. It was fun.
I get it after every single Heat game.
Oh, okay.
I do now,
that.
Too.
Yeah. Wow.
Every single Heat game, I get tagged in something with a little GIF or
yep.
something.
Yep. Every single game.
Every time.
I block each one.
And I'm like, what is going on? Look, this one, Aaron Morrison. Jimmy Buckets ain't no fake tough guy like a certain night show host. You didn't get tagged in it, but I know he was talking about you.
It's fine.
And then there's a Heat pitcher. And then another Heat game, I get tagged in another one. But I'm you like, know what's what? Going on?
Here's the thing that I don't like about people who want to troll. Listen, I don't have no problem with trolling because I do that from time to time. But if you're going to troll, like, at least let it be your account. Like, don't waste the time to create a burner account and then troll.
They ain't putting their face to that.
I know, but still,
they
though.
Is
like,
not putting
listen,
their face to
I
that,
I get
man.
That. But to me, it's just, it's lame.
Of course, that's because, why they do it.
Because I'll be,
they're lame.
Because I'll be the first to say, I troll. Not all the time, but sometimes I do troll. But I'm never going to back down from trolling. And I just feel like if you want to troll anybody, at least do it from your account. Like, don't create a burner account with two followers and try to troll. Like, come
I think
on,
I think it's the Heat.
You think so?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because they don't send me jerseys.
Okay.
You still ain't getting a jersey?
He's still heated about that, man.
He well,
I got a jersey.
Salty.
He is.
I did not get a jersey.
I got offered
Dude,
a jersey.
He got it last Friday.
Yeah.
And the 12. I mean, from 10 to 12 to 2.
Nah.
I just didn't. I just said no because I just, you know, wasn't
yeah.
going to rock it.
Okay. Sure you did.
I got a hat instead.
Sure.
It's fresh.
Sure.
Vice hat. It's
I got,
clean.
I got nothing.
Sure.
It's clean.
I ain't getting nothing
I'll
either.
Send you a picture when I get home.
Son Steve got one.
You know me. I ain't got no Heat stuff. You know that. You know I wouldn't go out there and buy a Vice hat. It was the light-skinned dude. What's the light-skinned dude?
Steve?
No, the light-skinned dude that works for the Heat.
Lorenzo. Oh.
That's the guy. Met him at the game.
He has a hide hat, too.
I got that. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, he has a hide hat.
He's, just,
I
trying
got
to,
that.
He's just trying to push my buttons.
I'm just telling you, it's a blue Vice Heat hat. It's fresh.
He's trying to be like the Twitter followers after the Heat game.
But you know I wouldn't buy it.
You buy it. I'm going to need to smell those hands.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
Back here on 790 The Ticket, Roundtable Show, Zach Duarte, Brian Monroe, Shot Butler,
yes,
Vlad Louisant. It's a lot of names to remember, man.
Come on, man.
Good job by me.
Oh, yeah, you want a cookie now to know our names. Great, we know each other for a couple years.
I'm right, I want a cookie.
Sheesh. Are you allowed a cookie on your diet?
I'm not like dieting right now. Oh. You're like me. You're not like hardcore dieting right now, right?
No, that's the day after Super Bowl.
Right, but you're it's just part Super of your lifestyle Bowl. Now, right? The way you
kind
eat.
Of
yeah.
Not during football season. I'm bad.
Right, I'm pretty bad too.
Me and Crown, yeah, it's all downhill from there.
So the worst for me is so when I played, I used to always binge eat for like the first month after the season.
Oh yeah,
because during the season I tried to eat clean for the most part. So. I remember, like, the first month of the off season, man, I was eating, like mozzarella sticks, like, just the dirtiest food you can think of because, again, I was just binge eating.
I remember my boy was done with season. We'd know. Like, I would prepare myself for when the season was done for those next couple of weeks to be partying and going out to eat a bunch.
And it's funny because you know who did that, too, was Arian Foster. I remember it was the day after – the last game, we all like had like a little going away party at Twin Peaks in Houston. Like this might have been 2011. So I never seen someone order everything on the appetizer, and he was just going around just eating it, just one bite. I'm like, yo, what? He's like, yo, I'm binge eating. He's like, you know, because Arian, I think at that time was like, I think practicing like trying to be vegan or something.
Yeah.
So when the season ended, he was just like, listen, bro, like
I'm going all in.
I'm going all in, and he did.
Oh my
he did.
God, love those times.
Yeah.
We used to go with the Fountain Blue for Beast's birthday and get the hang. We called it the Hangover Suite. It was like literally 100 yards long.
Yeah.
The suite.
Uh huh.
And we'd get that for like 4 or 5 days. And we'd just be there. eating everything, go to the club, bring our bottles up.
Listen, for any professional football player, the first, like, week when the season ends is the best feeling in the world because I used to, like, wake up at, like, sometimes noon.
Oh, yeah, do nothing.
Man, it was just so great because for so long you're waking up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean, 5:30. And to, like that first feeling of not having to hear, like, an alarm clock go off, man, it is like heaven.
Hell yeah.
Heaven. I miss those days, man.
Tonight, the Panthers won 5-2. Bobrovsky, 32 shots on goal, 30 saves. So a nice little night from Bobrovsky. Good, good, good. Can we do that two games in a row now? That's the question mark with this team. The Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets are underway. It's Russell Westbrook's return to Oklahoma City. You guys can text in the show, Ron, for about another 10 minutes here, 67974. Let me read some of these texts. Someone says, big props to Vlad with the music. Yes, great job tonight, Vlad. Good job. Another person says, love the show. We're getting a lot of love the shows today. I think it's because we're freaking hilarious.
We are.
Yeah, we were. And you can go and check out maybe the funniest segment of my radio life at 9:05. That whole segment where I asked Rashad to smell his hands.
Oh, I got it.
And then you got that little bit. What did I say there? Did I say something that I shouldn't have said?
Do we have that? No, you said what you needed to say. You were good.
Which is what? What is it that I need to say? Do we have it ready or?
Calm down.
Do I keep stalling?
Yeah, you keep stalling.
Okay. Well, you know, should I play this without context or should I provide the context or does it not matter?
The context is there. Here we go.
So the moment of truth is upon us because Rashad Butler is walking into the studios as we speak. Now, Rashad, I need you, before I even ask you this question, I need your 100% complete honesty.
Okay.
Guarantee me your honesty on this.
Guarantee you. Okay. You hear Vlad laughing.
look at Vlad. I love that you can hear the laugh. That's
did
great.
You wash your hands?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Come on now.
There you go.
Hey, man, we had some odds on you, bro.
Yeah, we had some odds.
I said no.
I said yes. I said yes. Great. The brother.
I said yes.
I'm going to need to smell those hands.
Whoa.
What? Look at this guy right here, man.
That is a pause.
Okay, listen.
Can we get a pause?
Okay, listen. First off.
A pause?
That's damn funny.
Can we get a pause for real?
That's damn funny. That is hilarious.
Yes.
Are we saving that whole bit? Is that what we're doing?
I got the whole bit there. I got the other bit also.
I don't know if we should. I just don't want to, you know, but I want to be safe.
Listen to the podcast. Listen to radio.com, right?
Yeah, radio.com or Rewind.
Radio.com, Rewind.
905. It's hilarious.
Rewind.
It'll be there. There's nothing we can do about that.
That first segment was great.
As long as it doesn't play on the airwaves.
No.
Yeah.
I could beep it.
Nah, because
but then take the beep out. Yeah, it takes away.
It takes away. Yeah, yeah, it takes away everything. Because it's the word that's hilarious, right?
Oh, the word is hilarious.
It's the word that's hilarious.
The word is hilarious.
Another text says the Nets haven't been relevant since they had Dr. J in the ABA. Preaching tyranny.
They went to two back-to-back finals. Yes.
Yeah, 2000 and what?
2002 and 2003.
Correct.
With Kidd and the other Kmart Jason Williams.
Kmart, Kenyon Martin, and Richard Jefferson.
What's the one that went to jail?
Jason Williams, but that was before that.
Okay.
Yeah. Before that.
Man.
Kerry Kittle.
Nah, I don't think Kerry was on that.
Was Keith Van Horn on that team?
I think Keith Van Horn was.
I think he was, yes. New Jersey Nets, he was.
Come up with a better name than that one.
Keith Van Horn.
Come up with a
socks.
Better name than Keith Van Horn.
I swear, him and Jason Terry were
Aaron
like,
Williams.
Huh.
Keith Van Horn's better.
Nah, no, Van Horn, Aaron Williams, man. Look at you, looking out. I see that.
Now I'm looking, yeah.
You look out for your tokens.
I ain't got any other names. I'm out on that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, Dikembe Mutombo was on that team?
No.
Ooh, maybe the second one?
2002, 2003?
Yeah, it might have been the second one.
They finished 49-33.
The New Jersey Nets.
They lost in the NBA Finals, yes.
Wow. Now, what year did they get swept?
That had to be the next year.
They got swept the first year by the Lakers, and the Correct. Second year they went 6 with the Spurs.
Got you. Okay.
Any other names on that list? Donnie Marshall?
Because Donnie Marshall was on that team.
Is that Danielle Marshall?
No.
Yeah.
Donnie Marshall.
Oh, how about this one? Brian Scalabrine. That would have been checkmate right there.
Wow, he was. Hold on, he was on that team?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, Scalabrine was on that team.
It was his second year in the league.
Huh.
I want to say Tobias. There was another player. It starts with a T. Not Tobias Harris, but number 12.
Number 12. No, no number 12. Maybe on the year before.
Because the year they lost to the Lakers, that was the Lakers' first one, right?
No, third.
Third one?
Mm-hmm.
Because they lost to the Lakers in what,
0-2? 0-2.
Okay, see, I was thinking 0-1.
Because okay. The Lakers beat Indiana, then Philadelphia, and then the Nets.
That's right. You're right. Correct.
You had number 12, Lucius Harris.
Lucius Harris. I was about to say Lucius Tobias Harris, but it's Lucius Harris, yes. Yeah.
Lucius.
There you go. How about that for a blast from
the
past?
New Jersey Nets. Yeah. Yes.
And, KD and Kyrie's not living it up right now. Not living to the hype.
Nah.
Not at all. Another text says, because we talked earlier about Josh Richardson, so Richardson has a good game. His next game, he'll go 1-for-9 with 3 turnovers and 2 assists. That's an accurate text. That's an accurate text.
And
right
dribble
now.
The ball out of bounds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was.
That's your go-to move about Josh Richardson, man. But you always go to that one.
That's what he did, bro. He did, I'm not being facetious. He did that 2 or 3 times with the game on the line. Or his most famous move was, I'm going to foul you from 3. That was his most famous move right there. Oh, you're shooting a 3? I'm going to foul you. You're going to shoot 3 free throws, or you're going to shoot an and 1.
You know the funny one that called himself out was Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, I love Dan Orlovsky.
That's my guy,
running
man.
Out of bounds.
I love Dan. Dan is the best, man. He is the best on TV.
Yeah, he is.
He's the best person on First Take.
I love how he takes it to Max, and he wants all that smoke with him.
All that smoke.
He does.
He's the best, man.
You know, it's funny. We used to tease Dan when he was when he was in Houston with us about that play. He just said, "Listen, guys, I'm not gonna lie. I just lost track of where the end line was."
So simple. So somebody tweeted out. I can't remember what exactly it was. Right.
It was like, "Tell me a story that sounds like a lie, but actually was true."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he responded to that. Right. That was a super popular tweet. I don't even know who tweeted, but it just got retweeted by thousands of accounts. So he responded, get this, Vlad. He responded, he goes, "I once, not purposefully, ran out of my own end zone in an NFL football game, which awarded our opponent 2 points. We lost that very game by those 2 points, and we went on to lose every single game we played in that season."
Jeez. that's a drop mic
that's
right there. That's
self-deprecating, man.
That's the best one.
You're not beating that.
That's self-deprecating, man.
I agree.
And then Mina Kimes just runs and says, "You're the best." I love Dan Orlovsky. I could. You played with him in Houston?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was our backup for, I want to say, I can't remember whether it was 2 or 3 years, but I think it was from 2008 through 2010. So I think 3 years, yeah. He actually had a locker like right beside me.
Dan's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Man, the life of a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He had 12 seasons in the NFL. Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's holding a clipboard.
Yeah.
12 years.
That's correct. Great life.
Yeah.
That's a great life.
How does a and you would know this, Rashad, and, uh-huh. and you can attest to this too, Brian. How does a backup quarterback that like never gets an opportunity to start survive 12 years in the league?
Ooh.
Over like incoming guys that don't pan out that are first round picks or whatever.
You know what it is? I think it's just one, having a great preseason. And I think, two, is just having a understanding of that offense better than the younger guys that they bring in. Because playing that position, I think it's all about just being reliable. So if you can have a great preseason and then at the same time show that you understand the offense just as good as the starting quarterback, then I think you can actually last a very long time in the NFL at quarterback.
Yeah, the word that we always use when we're talking about the NFL is trust.
Correct.
Right? Coaches mm-hmm. need to trust you. Well, am I going to take a rookie undrafted that shows some promise, or am I going to take a guy that's been in the league 6 years, 7 years,
yeah.
knows the system, knows how to be a pro? You know what? I can trust him that if I need to win one game, if somebody gets hurt, I can put him in. He's going to at least execute my mm-hmm. offensive playbook. And that's the biggest thing for me, because even when I bounced around to workouts, like, they didn't care who was in the workouts. They knew which guy they wanted because they saw him in a preseason game or they had him in camp, and they go, "You know what? We just want to see if we compete, and we trust him, so we're going to take him."
Yeah, because, you know, one thing I can say about Dan, he always performed really good in the preseason as far as if he was getting reps when Shaw maybe had like one series and Dan would come in and play the rest of the quarter out with the ones. And even when Dan was in there with the twos, I mean, Dan always performed well. So a guy like that, he knew our entire system. So I can see why he was able to play 12 years, you know, once he moved on from us and went to other teams.
Yeah, he had a career 2-10 record. 0-7 with Detroit, and then didn't win his first game until 2011 with Indianapolis. He was 2-3 that season. Why was Peyton Manning not playing that year?
I know 1 year Peyton Manning had the neck, because I know one year.
Yeah, but that was a Curtis Painter year. That was Kerry Collins and Curtis Painter.
Correct, that was.
Why was Peyton Manning not playing for 5 games? Huh. Mm. 2-3 is pretty good for a backup.
PEDs.
I thought there for a second you were serious there.
There's some. All right.
Let me drop that one. Yeah, man. Dan Orlovsky on TV is.
He's good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's fantastic, good. Man. I love Dan. I would watch a TV show if he had one on his own.
He's a good person, yeah, too, man. He really is.
He is. Good guy. All right, man, that's going to do it for us. We're going to sign off for the night. You can follow everybody on Twitter. I'm at 790Zach. You are at B_Monroe15. You are at Rashad Jamal B. Jamal has two A's. Vlad is at Vlad2078, I believe. That's the number there.
2078.
2078. Do I have a show tomorrow? Do I have like one of those one-hour shows tomorrow?
No, we have the Heat versus Brooklyn.
Thank God.
I believe at 7 p.m.
Next week, I'll be in for Amber all week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, nice.
So you guys might be driving some shows at night, so that's must listen to radio from 10 to 2. You get a little break at 2 to 6 because I'm not going to promote Hockman because he doesn't invite me to go eat a Hockman burger right down the street from my house.
Mm.
And then you can listen 6 to 10. I'm just messing around. 6 to 10, probably a couple shows next week with Brian and Rashad. I'm speculating. We have no idea as to what that is.
I know I'm working with Dono on Tuesday.
There you go.
Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Okay.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be next week. And Brian and I will be on the air on Saturday from 12 to 4. And Rashad and Brian will be on Sunday.
Oh, I'll be on with you.
11 to 2. There we go, boys.
11 to 2:30 on Sunday.
Oh, little extended version of the show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Coming up next, CBS Sports Radio here on 790 The Ticket.